Border Border service is one of the easiest and convenient form of transport, especially if you are in a hurry and want to avoid the inconveniences of traffic jam. And however, the fuel shortage has made this form of transport difficult for some people because of the high charges. In Juba, the Border Border cyclists have attributed the high cost of transport to lack of fuel. Well, joining me now online to talk about the challenges faced by Border Border cyclists is Abraham Jock, chairperson of the South Sudan Motorcycle Association. Good morning, Jock.
Yeah, good morning, madam.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Well, Abraham, what are the issues at stake regarding the Border Border business?
First of all, what I would like to communicate to Mariah and to the citizen of South Sudan is that Border Border as a mean of transport in South Sudan, and it is contributing to up to 60 to 70% of public transport in all 32 states. Is that fuel shortage has contributed a lot to high prices of Border Border. So as an association, we had to sit down with the government authorities, and we have come up with a program that Border Borders are going to be fueled at three petrol stations. One station is going to be at Shirkat, Nilepad. Another petrol station is going to be Custom, Nilepad. Another petrol station is going to be Gudele, next to PT Oil, Nilepad. The Border Borders are going to be allocated to specific pumps, and they will be lining up. And once if they line up at those pumps, there will be fuel. And there is going to be a new arrangement. They are going to be re-registered at these three petrol stations so that we know exactly how many Border Borders are going to be fueled in custom. How many Border Borders are going to be fueled in Shirkat, and how many motorcycles are going to be fueled in Gudele. And these motorcycles are all the number of motorcycles in Juba, the SSD, which is private, the SSD, which is a Border Border, then the other motorcycles that include GOES, the other motorcycles that include South Sudan Police Service, and on all the other sort of motorcycles are going to be fueled at these three petrol stations. And one more thing, every Border Border is going to open, the file is going to be open at this petrol station, so that we see, we have calculated the number of Border Borders that are in Juba. An approximate of Border Borders in Juba are around 7,000 Border Borders. These 7,000 Border Borders, some have registered with us and some have not yet registered with us. So what we are going to do, this 7,000 is going to be divided into three petrol stations. People living around Gure, Gudele, all those areas like Newside, some will be going to Gudele, others in the middle of the in the center of the town like Muniki, Jebel, they will be going to custom. People living around Kator, going toward Shirkat, they will be registered at Shirkat petrol station. With that, it will reduce the prices, because if the Border Borders are getting fuel at petrol station but not through black market, then it will reduce the prices.
Right.
Two, if they're also getting at petrol station, we will sit down with Nilepad and arrange. Nilepad have a program of coupons. Then these coupons will be fueling these Border Borders maybe weekly. Then we'll give a number, a specific number of liters that you, these are your liters. We pour it in the tank of that motorcycle. Then we'll tell him, your next fueling day will be this day. Then we'll also give them special numbers for identification. Like if from number 1 up to number 500 are fueled Tuesday, then they have to come the next Tuesday. If they come in between these days with, and it is not Tuesday, then somebody will be told, sorry.
Abraham, just a quick one there. If you only fuel once, and it, and this is a business Border Border, isn't that going to slow the business a bit?
It is not going to slow business, because we have calculated that a Border Border takes 5 liters a day. And these 5 liters, if you multiply it times 7 days, it is going to be 35 liters.
Okay.
These 35 liters can sustain a Border Border for the whole week. And the 5 liters can sustain a Border Border for the whole day. So it will not slow down, or it will not cut down the business.
All right.
It will smoothen the business instead of it cutting it down.
Okay. And what I've noticed is you've just given us the resolution that was the results that came out after the Border Border Association having meetings with NALPET. Just take us back briefly on how difficult it has been for the Border Border guys to find fuel.
That is very interesting. Since fuel shortage arises in Juba, Border Borders had never been getting fuel. One, there were some petrol stations that they used to fuel, but because they are not organized and they are rowdy, and these Border Borders, even sometimes, you'll see somebody in military uniform being given a motorcycle by a Border Border guy, saying, take my bike to the petrol station and get fuel. Then you'll see at the fuel station, there will be a lot of noise, and then it will lead to the shutdown of the petrol station. So from there, the Border Borders were just buying at black market.
Mm-hmm.
They were buying Cristal at maybe from 400 to 500 to 750. So once if they get
and
that,
and I've noticed it has also been higher than that. There was a time it was at 1,000. Is that true?
Yes, you're right. So. Therefore, it will make it so difficult for the Border Borders to get it. And to make them also, if a person gets a Cristal, he will raise the fare from one location to another from 200 to 300 to 400,
mm-hmm.
which was very difficult.
Mm.
But since now, NILPET and the government authority, Juba City Council, since we have arranged now, these guys will get at the pump, then it will ease. So it was very difficult. These guys were buying only at the black market.
Right. And Abraham, finally, just before you go, is there anything you would like our listeners to know about the Border Border business in Juba?
What I would like to tell the citizens in Juba and across the country is that Border Border is one of the fastest means of transport across the country. Therefore, I'm requesting the government, NILPET and the rest of the other stakeholders to come in and organize and help us organize this Border Border industry so that it will be able to transport our citizens from one end to another. Again, Border Border is also a mean of livelihood to so many households in Juba and across the country. So therefore, this business need not to be, this business is crucial to our citizens. Therefore, it needs to be supported. And what I want to tell the Border Borders too is that since it is a crucial business, Border Borders need to be so disciplined, they need to be organized. And again, these crimes being committed in Border Border, I totally, in a stronger stance, discourage that crime, like snatching mobiles, snatching people's bags, snatching women's bags, and all this.
Hmm.
So any Border Border who is found doing that, I think he's going to be brought to book and he will face justice.
Right. Thank you so much, Abraham, for your time, and have yourself a wonderful morning.
Thank you very much.
All right. And that was Abraham Jock, and he is the chairperson of the South Sudan Motorcycle Association.